You're listening to Valley of Praise on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Well, it's a good morning and welcome back to the Valley of Praise right here on the Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. Shortly, I'll be talking to Sharon Simpiwe Ngwenya, and we'll be talking about her book that she will be launching shortly. And the book is entitled The Sacred Baker, Discovering God in the Art of Baking.
You're listening to Valley of Praise on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
It's a good morning, and Sharon, welcome to the Valley of Praise right here on the Adventist World Radio. Sawubona, Sharon, unjani?
Nyaphila, how are you doing?
I am doing fine. How does it feel to be in the preparation of launching a book?
Ha, it's overwhelming, mm-hmm. and at the same time, you know, you'll be worried if people are going to come, if everything's going to work out, but I've got faith that it will, you know, everything will come through well.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever dream that one day you'll write a book? I mean, growing up in the streets of Bulawayo, did you ever think one day I will be an author of a book?
I can't say that, mm-hmm. But I remember when I was young, mm-hmm. right? I used to love reading the Book of Revelations, and you know, sometimes. So I loved the issue of the seven trumpets. So I remember that time. But one time I was just writing. I don't know what I was writing, but mm-hmm. I was writing. Mm-hmm. But then I took just for that time, mm-hmm. and then that ended. But I've never seen myself as an author. Mm-hmm. No, like, I've never seen myself in that light. I always saw myself, you know, as a doctor. Mm-hmm. Because I wanted to become a doctor. But as an author, no.
Mm.
No.
Mm. Yeah, that's quite interesting because it did dawn upon me. I remember when I was doing my grade 8 and my teacher said, you could be a news reader the way you're reading this book when we were doing literature in class. And so many of us never really dream of these things until we find ourselves sitting behind whatever profession we're in. So, well, I guess it's the same for you. And who is Sharon Ngwenya? Who is Sharon Ngwenya? Maybe just give us a quick rundown of who you are.
My name is Sharon Simpiwe Ngwenya. Mm-hmm. I'm 27 years old.
Right.
I love baking.
Love baking?
Yo. I love baking. I love baking a lot.
Right.
Right. Mm. At home,
yeah,
almost every week, mm-hmm. I bake something.
Yeah,
literally, I love baking, and I have a Bachelor of Science and Honors degree in Environmental Science and Health.
Okay,
an Executive Certificate in HIV and AIDS Management.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, I'm doing a Certificate in Systemic Counseling.
Okay,
and I'm graduating on the. Is it next week but one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did a course with an American university, Timfer Christian University, on marriage and family counseling.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one thing that I don't understand, you said you did a degree in what?
In environmental science and health.
How does environmental science and health and baking come together? That's what I've been trying to figure out, you know?
I don't know. I don't know. But the reason why I chose that program is because they didn't take me for medicine.
Right.
So this was my second option.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I still didn't really find something that I really loved per se.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's not even linked to baking. Mm. I just love baking. Mm. I just love baking. Mm.
How does the journey in baking begin? Where did it begin? Did it begin at home? Were you taught by your parents? Or how did you come into this baking space?
I can't remember if I if I baked during my primary level, but then at high school, I did food and nutrition.
Right.
As a practical course. So my teacher, Mam Tau, like every time, I think, was it every Tuesday? Was it every Tuesday, every Thursday? We had a practical, like, where we'll be cooking for five periods, like from after break till lunch hour.
Right.
So what she would do is that she would give us some dishes to prepare.
Yeah.
And then the other dish to prepare was going to be a baked product.
Right.
You know, like let's say if it's a main course, then the dessert would be a baked product.
Right.
You know, so that sparked my interest. So in my group, we're four of us. Mm-hmm. Right. So I'll tell them that, you guys, you know what, I'm doing this. I'll be doing this dish. If there's any, probably if there are more dishes, I'll do the dish that needs baking and the one that needs cooking. But I'll always volunteer to be. They now knew that, you know, she is going to be doing. We have got somebody to do the baking things, right? So it's continued. So from there, I would just even at home, to just try out something, you know. But that's how I remember it. Yeah.
And now, are you baking for occasions? Are you baking for, is it weddings or parties or what are the things?
Okay. As of now, yeah, I'm baking for birthdays, you know, things like that. But I've baked for a wedding. Yeah, but not, the order was not my order.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like I said, I've been baking for a while, but I didn't know how to decorate now.
Right.
So then I was in Harare last year from May till October. So what happened is that sometime, was it in September? My aunt stays in Harare. She has a friend called Auntie Fiso. And so she's a baker. Her company is Delightful Cakes. So one time when we were collecting a cake order with my cousin, I asked her that, can I just come? I just wanted to see decorating because I'd tried, you know, checking out on YouTube and things like that, but it wasn't working. So like, I just wanted to just see you just decorating. So then she was like, it's okay, you can come. Don't worry about the money. Don't worry about it. Just come because I just wanted to empower you. I'm like, then that's fine. So the first day I went there, they're baking wedding cakes. I'd never tried out a wedding cake before. So I learned how to do the dough and bake one.
That's quite,
you know. So that same week, when they taught me, that same week we were doing those. So that's how I got to bake a wedding cake.
Oh, that's interesting. That's quite interesting. And now we want to dive into the main discussion of the day. You write a book that's called The Sacred Baker: Discovering God in the Art of Baking. When and how did you begin writing this book?
Okay, it began in 2018 when I was in attachment at Plumtree District Hospital. Yeah. I was a trainee environmental health officer there.
Yeah.
So I stayed inside the hospital, and where I was staying, it was for accommodation, I wasn't paying any bills, no electricity, no water bills. So I was baking literally every week.
Right.
A carrot cake and a banana bread or banana cake, so to speak. So one time I was just checking out some recipes. You know, I'm one person who loves sharing this and that, and probably just come up with my own recipe. So and then stumbled upon a certain recipe, and then at the end, the person had the one who had written the recipe, there were some scriptures underneath. You know, that intrigued me, and I just read the scriptures.
Right.
You know, so after reading the scriptures, you know, it just made me to see baking in a different light.
Right.
And I was like, you know what, I can actually, baking is just not a mundane task. You know, it goes way deeper than that. I can actually discover God. You know, learn more about God through baking.
Right.
You know, so then from that time I was like, I was like to God, God, just give me lessons, just impress lessons that I can learn, just show me things that I can learn. So what I did, I just took bond papers and stapled them and just wrote outside baking lessons.
Right.
So I was just writing the lessons just in short form, just for me to read, you know, and not to share per se, but just for me to read and just document that, and yeah. So that's how it started.
Okay, so it's quite interesting because you are looking for recipes and you come across somebody who's written these scriptures, and so now let's move on. You begin the process of maybe doing the draft or something. How did you get to the point of writing the draft of this book or the initiation of this book?
Okay. So, like I said, I started in 2018. I finished my attachment in 2019. Mm-hmm. I forgot about the book.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then I graduated at school in 2020 mm-hmm. for the degree that I did. Mm. And then that same year, I graduated in October. Mm. In December, I got a job. It was a contract. We were living for COVID. Mm. So I was working in Triangle, a company named Tonga Chilets, where sugar is produced and all. Mm. So I said there in 2020, December. Then 2021, I think it was just after June, I'd come home, mm-hmm. you know. And then Saturday morning before going to church, Sabbath morning before going to church, mm. my dad then said, I saw your book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, like, I was like, which book? I don't mm-hmm. have a book. I tried thinking. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yes, your book. Then I was like, which book? I'm lost. Then I was like, your book, which is written baking lessons.
Mm-hmm.
It then dawned on me that, oh, by the way, there's that book. Then it was like, you know, that's a good book. That's a good read. And I was planning on typing it and turning it to the publisher. So I can publish.
Also, he wanted now to send it without your permission.
No, he was going to tell me, but then he was planning on typing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the reason why he hadn't typed it is that is because he wanted to just tell me first, so that it doesn't take me by surprise.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was like, no, like I said, no, like in, mm-hmm. I said, no, we can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think because I was writing those lessons for myself.
Right.
Because then I expanded to just summarized lessons, mm-hmm. you know. Then I was like, let me first write a book first.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can then talk about sending it to the publisher,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, and then that year ended, 2022,
but
May.
Just allow me to come in there. How did it feel to hear your own father with such confidence in your writing? How did it make you feel?
Like, my heart melted. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, getting so much support,
mm-hmm.
you know, from your parents.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was also there, because mm-hmm. I think she also read just a few, I think there's only two lessons there. So it really felt so good. Like, do you know when your parents see the impact that you are going to make through this, while you have not seen it as yet?
Mm.
Like, it was humbling for me. Like, I was like, you know what? If I can see that, even I can do it.
Mm.
You know, for some parents can just say, ah, they could have just maybe saw that, they could have seen the book and just brush it away.
Yeah.
Because they'd be thinking that it's not a profession, or it's not something that you can live by or something like that. But I think the fact that they understood that, you know what, maybe God has called her to do this, or to just cultivate the skill and not be like that guy who had one talent and buried it. They made sure that I don't bury it.
Mm.
You know, they made me realize that you can do this. The fact that you've written this thing, it shows that God has given you this thing, and just to use it, you know, it was just, I can't even explain it. It's,
wow.
The support is just overwhelming, you know.
And no, that's powerful. I like that. I just loved hearing that your parents, it's your father who actually wanted to type and send it to the publisher. So now what happens then now that you've had this discussion, that you want to expound on the lessons that are in there?
So after that, my contract ended in May 2022.
Mm.
Then June, was it end of June, if not early July, I then started writing the mm-hmm. book.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, the way now God was now impressing in a different way than before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember, okay, the, I remember one time I was just listening to a sermon. Mm. Was it a sermon? I'm one person who loves listening to sermons and to podcasts.
Yeah.
So then I was listening to the sermon. Do you know, when I was listening, you know, just got impressed the baking aspect. You know, as if, have you seen like when you read something, mm-hmm. right? Then when you're in the exam room and things just come to mind.
Mm.
But then the difference is that this is not an exam. I wasn't reading for an exam. Mm. God is just impressing the baking aspect. As if something is being, as if I'm downloading some information on my brain.
It was a wow. It was that eureka moment. It was a light bulb moment.
You know, like, you know, I just thought, okay. And then it just continued to happen. So from that time, every time I carry my diary.
Wow.
Oh, you know, get my diary. I write in my phone.
Mm.
Like, so that when the preacher is when God is speaking, like using the preacher, of writing something, God embraces something, either a new lesson or something to add on. Like, let's say he gave me a lesson and then probably whatever he's saying to his people, I have to add it on to a lesson that is already there, you know. So it, like, it's just lovely, and it may be too intentional.
But you know what? Yeah. What I found interesting is something that you said earlier on. You said that you were writing this thing for yourself, and you now talk about carrying a diary around and writing. When God talks to you, you immediately write down these things. And I'm thinking to myself, you wrote these things for yourself. Were you actually looking for self-actualization? Were you looking for growth, spiritual life, for growth in your spiritual life? What were you looking for when you're saying that you're writing this for yourself? Were you just writing these things so that you would grow in your own spiritual walk?
Yes, and also experience God in a different way.
Okay.
And then number two, also, I'm one person. Okay. One thing that I realized is that people.
Yeah.
I've had instances whereby people that I don't know.
Yeah.
They just come to me and share
mm-hmm.
anything, you know, and also, so I was like, I can use this to just encourage someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like that. So of course but basically it was for my spiritual growth and discover God,
yeah,
you know, in a different way,
yeah,
you know, and for God to teach me some things that I need to learn, that I need to unlearn,
yeah,
and then after that I then can share with people,
yeah.
But then the mind of writing a book was not there,
right?
Yes.
And what's quite interesting for me is you also indicated that you then said, God, can I discover you in this baking element? You were deliberately looking for God.
Exactly.
That's powerful. That is so powerful. And you were not looking for him in the usual places, were you?
Yeah, you can say that again.
Right. And but you know, the one thing that I just need to find out now: did you ever, as you this moment popped up, to say, maybe let me fatten this book, let me consolidate it, did you ever go and say, maybe let me go and look for a course that's in book writing? Or did you do anything of such a thing?
A course in book writing?
Just to say, okay, I'm going to write a book, let me, or you just approached it raw?
I never, like, book writing, me, no, not even. I trusted God that, you know what God impresses, that works.
Right, I like that. I like that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to Sharon Simpiwe Ngwenya, and we are talking about a book that she has recently authored, a book that is entitled, let me quickly look at that one, The Sacred Baker, Discovering God in the Art of Baking. And she's authored that book, and she'll be launching that book in October. And it's quite interesting. And I love the fact that we have got young Christians taking up the mantle and writing to encourage not only themselves, but to encourage other people. Sharon, let's talk about this, because I had a conversation with you as we were setting up this interview. You indicated that the title of this book was originally not The Sacred Baker. What was the title of this book, the original title, and why the change?
Okay, the original title was The Baker's Basket,
right?
Breadcrumbs of Faith, Baking Your Way to Spiritual Growth.
Wow. You know, when you told me this, I was like, why did you change it? Why? It's like, man, I loved this, but okay, continue.
Okay, so I also loved it, like literally, you know, I also loved it because let me start from here. I wanted to write this book, like to write all the lessons that got impressed. But when I realized that, you know, God kept on impressing the lessons, that's when I separated the, I was like, let me just separate the volumes, write volume one, then writing the entire book once and something like that.
Oh.
So I remember that was the topic. I've got friends that time, last year, that's when I came with the topic of this book. So I had many topics, right? And then so I've got a friend called Benevolentia and Snoktaba Scholar, right? With Mrs. Minuka. So then now I just sent those the many topics that I had. So what I did from then I was like, guys, just help me to choose, right? So and then they chose, but I've forgotten what they chose. And so what I did for me when they chose, I took an aspect of the other one. Right, but then that time, I think, was it The Baker's Basket, or it was what do you call this? The Baker's Crate. The Baker's Crate. Because initially, because I was like, it's going to have 30 lessons, so it initially just The Baker's Crate, right? So and then I combined. I combined the. I combined the phrases.
Title.
So it was The Baker's Crate, Breadcrumbs of Faith, Baking Your Way to Spiritual Growth. Right. So then as time went by, I was like, but probably it's not going to have 30 lessons. Right. So I now have to change.
Yeah.
So then it was The Baker's Basket.
All right.
Now the basket, the basket fitted perfectly well because of the breadcrumbs,
right?
You know, so initially, so now when this came about, I was thinking that because I explained to them, like after mixing those things, I then explained to them why I've decided to put it this way, like the breadcrumbs. Okay, if you crush bread, breadcrumbs, like until there's the basket,
right?
So each breadcrumb represents the lesson that I'm learning.
Okay.
So when I'm learning that lesson, it increases my faith.
Okay.
So when my faith is increased, I then it makes my way to spiritual growth.
Okay.
So the more lessons that I learn, the more the basket is getting full.
Okay, that's quite interesting. Now, allow me I will get to that point also. You then make the decision to change that name, but I just want us to quickly jump into the different chapters. And it's quite interesting because you're saying there's a volume. This is the volume one that you're going to be launching. So there's more lessons coming, and you in actual fact saying to us, there's no limitation to learning about God or discovering about God.
Exactly.
Wow. That's quite powerful. And we look forward to that one. So now let's quickly pick up some chapters in there, and hopefully you can remember and the summaries of those chapters. And there are some chapters, and what's your favorite chapter, and what can you tell us about that chapter? Before I just pick up randomly some of these chapters, what's your favorite chapter?
Yeah, that's hard. all children are my favorites. Like, literally.
I'm putting you on the spot right there. Okay, what's the one that stands out for you or one that you constantly recall?
Yo. Okay. Yeah, no, that's
but
tricky.
Anyway, it's tricky. Let me not put you on the spot. Let me just ask this one. You, the one, lesson one, you say, beyond the oven, discovering infinite value in the baking process. Let's talk about that one, beyond the oven. You know, when I look at the chapters, the way you've titled your chapters, really, this is divine inspiration because I initially, when I began working professionally in the education sector, I worked in a hotel school, and okay. I used to pass through the bakery, I used to pass through the professional cooking wing, and so many other wings that were there. But never one day did I see any godly lessons in this baking thing. But the way you have titled each lesson, I'm thinking to myself, man, God opens our eyes in so many wonderful and powerful ways. And beyond the oven for me is the one that really jumped out at me. And I thought of when you put bread in the oven or any a pastry thing in the oven, something happens. But you talk to us, tell us, because I've never read the book.
Okay, so lesson one, remember I alluded that when I now started writing the book, there was a time when I listened to a sermon, right? And when I listened to the sermon, like the verse that was being discussed there, it just blew my mind. It's in Numbers 27, verse 1 to 7. It speaks of the daughters of Zelophehad, you know? So in short, that their father died.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I remember that story. Yeah.
The father died, right? And then when he died, the Bible says that the children, the daughters were five, right? So what they did is that they came to Moses and stood in front of him, and they went to Moses, the priest Eleazar, the leaders, and the whole community at the entrance of the tent of the meeting. So then they said to them, our father died in the desert, and he was not part of Korah's followers, and he died for his own sin, right? And left left whatever he owned, but he had no son. So and then they asked them to that they be given property. Right? And then what Moses did is that he consulted God, brought the case to the Lord, right? And then do you know God's response? It just blew my mind as well. He said to Moses, Zelophehad's daughters are right. You must give them property of their own among their father's relatives. Turn their father's property over to them. So the title is Beyond the Oven, Discovering Infinite Value in the Baking Process. You know, so many times when like we can order cakes to show the love towards our parents, towards
our children,
our friends, you know, to show that we care for them, right? So we can order cakes, we can order $60 cakes, you know, $80 cakes, things like that, right? So as a baker, for me, right, each baked good is a unique creation.
Right.
Right. So God values us just as a baker values each of their creations.
Right.
Okay. So it means that our individualities, our passions, they matter to God. You know, in God's eyes, we are valuable and cherished. Like the most exquisite of pastries. Like the most not tastiest well baked product, you know. So just as the value of a cake is apparent in the cost, remember that when you order a cake, right, I put a certain value to it. For example, a carrot cake is very much expensive, you know. So So just as the value of a cake is much apparent in the price that I place upon that particular cake, it God placed the same price, you know. He
didn't see them just as women, as the culture then saw it then. He saw beyond their femininity, if I may put it that way.
Exactly. So now when it comes, so when it comes to us as his children, both the men and women, you know, the price that he paid.
Wow.
The cross. You know, so in as much as a cake can be $60, but you cannot compare it to the infinite worth that God sees in each of us.
Yeah.
It's like comparing a penny to a priceless gemstone. Like, you can't compare that.
Yeah.
You know, so God in his holiness, in his wisdom, he's so beyond the oven.
No. Oh, yes. Okay, I like that. I like that, and I don't want us to finish that one, because people have got to buy. They should not read it from radio, please. And let me pick this one. This one for me. This one for me, really. I mean, I don't know. I'm picking up my personal preferences. It says, release your burdens and let go and let God do the baking. Wow. Oh, hey, man, release your burdens. Let go and let God do the you know what, I don't want to write the book, but talk to us, because it's as if I can already see what where you are going. But let's see what's just summarize that chapter for us.
Okay, let me just allude how I got to write this chapter.
Right.
So we're going to have a youth program at church on the 16th of October, 2022, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. So and then prior the youth program, people were asked in the group to volunteer. Three people to volunteer to bake some cakes. So with three of us, so I was part of the people. Yeah. Part of the youth who volunteered. But so happened that the other two didn't manage to bake the cake. So the only one who baked the cake. I baked a carrot cake. So that time, remember, I alluded that there was a time I didn't know how to decorate.
Yeah.
Yes. So my dad was decorating that time.
Oh, okay.
My dad's a carpenter, he's a carpenter. He's a carpenter, right? Mm. So that, you know, that creativity is there.
Okay.
You know. So then I baked the cake. So I didn't use the car at home to go to church. I actually walked, right? So I put the cake in the box, right, and went to church. But you know, as I started my journey to church, you know, as you continue carrying something which is light for a longer distance, it starts getting heavier.
Oh yes.
And heavier. And heavier.
Whoa.
So I wasn't even a quarter through the journey, but I was now feeling tired. You know, my arms, you know.
Oh yes.
I was now feeling tired. So, you know, sometimes you wish that if only I hadn't been taken a combi on but then I just continued with the journey. So when I was halfway through, one brother of mine called Alex Komonde, he was going to church. So he saw me there. And then he was like, "Are you going to church?" Then I was like, "Yes." Whew. Then I was like, "Come inside." Ha! You know, the relief that I, the relief.
Wow.
So I did like certain, and then I got into the car and then we went to church. So then I was like, but then at that time, God didn't tell me the lesson at that time.
Right.
The lesson, do you know, the lesson came afterwards. I think it came afterwards. Was it in later that year?
Right.
Or beginning of last year, somewhere there. So I don't know what had happened. But I think I was burdening myself. Because I was one person who, like, if you would tell me something, do you know, try carrying your burdens for you.
Oh,
I would pray, you know. But then but then I'm just carrying the burden for you now, something like that. So, and then that time, that moment, then God reminded me of that time. So then I then realized that if we carry the burdens of life, we often feel tired and overwhelmed. You know, like sometimes the challenges that we face, they're just so difficult to bear alone. You know, so but God is ever willing to carry the burdens for us. Just like if my brother Alex asks me that, am I going to church? Just come and get inside the car and let me drop you at church. God is saying, yo,
beyond the
that is it Matthew 11:28, is that so? Is it
sorry, repeat that one.
Yes, it's Matthew 11:28 where he says, come to me, all ye of you who are tired
or heavy laden,
you have been forced to carry. I will give you the rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And you'll be able to get some rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, and God is never tired. He's the one who's saying, come to me.
And now, as we're about to wrap it up, because I do not want people to read this book on air, they should buy it. There's one that caught my attention. Now, it caught my attention now, whilst we're talking. And the reason why it caught my attention is because you spoke about the fact that you did not know how to do decoration. Believe me, when I was working in that particular hotel school, I knew the importance of decoration because there was a class called a deco. Now, lesson number 9 says unguided decoration, the consequences of self-design. Talk to us about that one.
The cake that I made. I baked a cake for my niece. For my niece. So they ordered a cake. It was her second. It was her second
birthday.
Birthday. So she was 2 years old. She was turning two. Right. So they ordered the cake. My dad, I'd done my decoration. Like I told you, my decoration was bad. So my dad decorated. So I then decorated. And then after that, there was in September, I got another cake order from one of my friends, right? He was ordering for his siblings. And his siblings are twins, right? So my dad decorated. But then when I looked at the cake now and compared it to that one. For my niece, I was like, no. I cannot just compare. I felt like that the first one was very much nicer. You know? And this one was simple and it was simple and good. But then I felt like,
something
just
missing.
Decorated. I redecorated it and it was just something else.
No, don't just say it was just something else. Just tell us, good or bad.
You know what? I can't even describe. When I look at it now, it was just not good.
You're running away, but I'll let you run away.
So then I was like to myself, you know, this sounds so familiar. You know, sometimes you question whether God's design in our lives is as beautiful as the design in the lives of others. You know, God, you see that decoration that God made for a friend. And then you see yours, and you say, no, man. But why did God put this? I don't have this. But she has that. You know? And then, you know, God is all the while orchestrating our lives, writing. But then when he's writing, we decide to remove this, to rewrite that. You know? And we end up finding our situations we end up finding ourselves in situations where
we're redesigning our lives.
We're redesigning our lives
and we find ourselves, you know, in trouble now.
Exactly. You know, so then for for that cake, what I did, there was, it was a carrot cake, but it was, but then it had a bit of orange, so it had a dash of orange to just give it a unique flavor. So I made an orange caramel filling, right? I made that one. So then now, when my dad put that filling, it kept on oozing out of the cake.
Oh wow.
Right, but then though at the end it was all right. So then I was like, God, what am I supposed to learn here? You know, God's blessings are being poured to us like that orange caramel filling. But we fail to take in and absorb the fullness of what He offers.
Wow!
Because we are busy comparing ourselves
And redesigning.
We're redesigning ourselves because we think that the first cake was better than the cake that God is making for you.
Wow. Wow. Sharon, you've just blew my mind away. I've not read the book, but I'm quite interested in getting my hands on the book. Ladies and gentlemen, the other chapters that you can read there say, Seeking the Lord, A Daily Dose of Sweetness. The other one says, God's Mindset, The Key to Knowing Him More Deeply. The other one that I also caught my attention, there was one that caught it says, it talks about following God's law in the kitchen, the divine dough, following God's law in the kitchen. And the other one that caught my attention says, The Baker's Hymn, A Spiritual Journey Through Psalms 23. Another one that caught my attention.
Can I say something on that one?
Yes.
Just a short thing.
Yes.
Okay. So for this one, God impressed it. Like I told you that last year I was in Harare from May till October. So I attended camp meeting in Harare. So I was staying at my aunt's place. So she worships at Highlands Church. So as a district, Highlands, Chisipiti, and Newlands, we go to Melford camp meeting.
Oh, yes.
On that Saturday, the preacher, it was Pastor Tifo, so he was speaking on Psalms 23.
Oh, yes. Right?
So, after, so on Psalms 23, you know, God then started downloading, you know, as usual, downloading, like giving me the thing. So what I did is that God impressed something. For example, writing the verse as it is in the Bible, and then writing it in a baking analogy. So let me just put it out. The Lord, so I was using different versions.
Oh, yes.
So the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be empty. I put it as, the Lord is my personal baker, I shall not be empty.
Wow.
And then verse 2, He makes me lie down in green pastures, He leads me beside still waters, He restores my soul. The baking analogy, He leads me to the pantry where ingredients I kept, provides me with all the ingredients I need, and leads me to the bedside table where I can find rest and nourishment. Verse 3, He guides me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. The baking analogy, the baker lights my way, He sparks my creativity, and guides me to the right recipe. Verse 4, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. The baking analogy, though my cake collapses and my cookies crumble and my efforts fall flat, I will persevere, for You are with me. Your support and guidance strengthen and renew me.
Hallelujah.
Right?
Yes.
Verse 5. You spread out a table before me, provisions in the midst of attack from my enemies. You care for all my needs, anointing my head with soothing, fragrant oil, filling my cup again and again with Your grace. The baking analogy, You bring me into a state of bliss, filling my kitchen with the sweet scent of baked delights, setting it before my adversaries. You pour Your abundance over me, like the rich, fragrant oil of a pastry chef. You infuse my baking with excellence, my skill and confidence overflow, right? And then the last verse, surely Your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. The baking analogy, surely Your love and compassion will always chase after me to find my home in the baker's heart.
Hallelujah. 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 May the good Lord be praised. Wow, that was so powerful. Amen. That was so powerful. I love how you've just personalized that verse to your own experiences and how, wow. Let me not say much more. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Sharon Ngwenya. Man, that was so beautiful. Sharon, how will people get hold of this book once it's available?
I'm working on putting it online mm-hmm. for those who are not probably, who are far. Because yeah. I'm from Zimbabwe. Mm. Yes. And then those who want to order physical mm-hmm. copies, they can app me mm-hmm. in my number, or they can send me an email.
Okay, what's your email? What's your email address?
It's Ngwenya.
Mm-hmm.
That's Sharon with an A.
Yes, that's N T W E N Y A Sharon. That's S H A R O N.
97
at gmail.com. So that's Ngwenya Sharon 97 at gmail.com. You can email her there and you can get a copy of this book. And as soon as she has got the book online, we will definitely indicate right here on Adventist World Radio. It's been a joy. It's been a pleasure, Sharon, talking to you. Thank you very much for coming through to Adventist World Radio.
Thank you so much for the invite.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.